Imagine a world where jobs are not just about numbers, but about the quality of work, the type of employment, and the impact on individuals and society. This is precisely what the Periodic Labor Force Survey, or PLFS, aims to capture. Introduced by the National Statistical Office, the PLFS has become the principal source for indicators such as labor force participation rate, worker population ratio, and unemployment rate. But what makes this significant is that it shows not just how many jobs exist, but what type of jobs they are. A fall in unemployment may look positive, but if it is driven by unpaid family work or distressed self-employment, the interpretation changes. That is why labor statistics must be read together with sectoral shifts, wage trends, and quality of employment. For UPSC, PLFS is important because it connects statistics with real economy questions such as demographic dividend, female labor force participation, rural distress, and structural transformation. But why does this matter? It matters because understanding the labor market is crucial for economic diagnosis and policy making. The policy importance of PLFS lies in its ability to provide a nuanced understanding of the job market, which is essential for informed decision making. Now let us turn to a different topic, one that may seem unrelated to labor markets, but is actually closely connected to global politics and strategy. The Chagos Archipelago remains one of the most important island disputes in the Indian Ocean. The legal and diplomatic core of the issue is the claim of Mauritius that the islands were unlawfully separated from it before independence, while the strategic core lies in the presence of the Diego Garcia military facility. What makes this significant is that the Chagos Archipelago is not just a sovereignty question, but also about sea lane security, extra-regional military presence, and the continuing legacy of colonial cartography. The issue acquired global significance after the International Court of Justice advisory opinion in 2019, which held that the decolonization of Mauritius had not been lawfully completed. For the wider Indian Ocean region, Chagos is a critical issue that combines international law, strategic geography, and the politics of decolonization. This topic is especially useful in UPSC because it requires an understanding of complex geopolitical dynamics and the ability to analyze multiple perspectives. Moving on to a topic that may seem even more distant, but is actually closely connected to India's economic and technological future. The IndiaAI mission, approved in 2024 with an outlay of around 10,372 crore rupees, tries to build AI capacity as a national ecosystem rather than a narrow startup scheme. Its pillars include access to compute, datasets, application development, skills, and safe and trusted AI. What makes this significant is that AI leadership depends on three things that are expensive and unequally distributed: computing power, quality data, and skilled people. If India wants AI to serve agriculture, language technologies, public services, education, and health, it cannot rely only on imported platforms. It needs domestic infrastructure, governance standards, and clear public interest use cases. The wider policy question is whether India can build an AI ecosystem that is both competitive and inclusive, especially for Indian languages, smaller firms, and public sector applications. This is a critical question because AI has the potential to transform multiple sectors of the economy, but it also raises important concerns about job displacement, privacy, and ethics. So what exactly changed with the IndiaAI mission? The mission marked a significant shift in India's approach to AI, from a narrow focus on startups to a broader focus on building a national ecosystem. Now, let us turn to a topic that may seem unrelated to AI or geopolitics, but is actually closely connected to public health and governance. World Hearing Day, observed every year on 3rd March, focused on hearing care for children, from communities to classrooms. This is a critical public health issue because hearing loss affects speech development, school performance, mental health, and long-term productivity. In India, the topic connects with newborn screening, school health, assistive devices, inclusive education, and primary healthcare referral systems. The broader lesson is that disability-related issues are often governance issues of late detection and uneven service access rather than only medical issues. But why does this matter? It matters because hearing care is a critical aspect of public health, and it requires a comprehensive approach that includes prevention, diagnosis, and treatment. What does this mean for India's public health system? It means that India needs to invest in hearing care infrastructure, train healthcare professionals, and raise awareness about the importance of hearing care. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The periodic labor force survey is conducted by the National Statistical Office, and its core indicators include labor force participation rate, worker population ratio, and unemployment rate. The Chagos Archipelago is claimed by Mauritius, and its strategic location is central to the Indian Ocean. The key facility is Diego Garcia, and the major legal milestone is the ICJ advisory opinion in 2019. The IndiaEye mission was approved in 2024 with an outlay of around 10,372 crore rupees, and its focus areas include compute, data sets, skills, innovation, and safe AI. World Hearing Day is observed every year on 3rd March, and the 2026 focus was on hearing care for children. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The topics we discussed today are all relevant to your exam, whether it is the prelims or the mains. For prelims, you need to remember key facts and figures, such as the PLFS indicators, the Chagos Archipelago dispute, the IndiaEye mission pillars, and the World Hearing Day theme. For mains, you need to analyze the topics in depth, connecting them to broader themes such as labor statistics, AI ecosystem building, Indian Ocean geopolitics, disability inclusion, and public health governance. In conclusion, the topics we discussed today may seem unrelated at first glance, but they are all connected to broader themes of economic development, geopolitical strategy, technological innovation, and public health. As you prepare for your UPSC exam, remember that these topics are not just about memorizing facts and figures, but about analyzing complex issues and connecting them to the broader context of India's development and its place in the world.